this is where it ends.
Happy trails to you.
That's Bailey Zimmerman and the number one tune, Where It Ends. Phil Lee, open all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, our update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral Service and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games as well.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. How will the Trump campaign change its strategy now that Donald Trump is a convicted felon?
The playbook for Trump remains the same. It doesn't really matter what exactly the verdict was going to be. The Trump campaign was going to fundraise off of this. He was going to use it as a rallying cry.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on the Biden campaign, which is also strategizing.
Don't expect the Biden campaign to completely upend its messaging because of this. I'm told they're going to continue to focus on what is at stake in this election, highlighting abortion rights and the threat to democracy. The big question now is just how much will President Biden and his campaign lean in to Trump's conviction?
ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams on whether Trump can even vote in Florida, where he's registered.
Florida law defers to the place where the conviction occurred. The conviction occurred in New York, so New York law applies. And in New York, the only way you can't vote is if you are a felon currently serving time in prison. So it won't prevent him from voting.
This is ABC News. Vermont this morning becoming the first state to require oil companies to pay for damages from climate change. The first report on what the company may have to pay is due in early 2026. Several other states are considering similar plans. Over 200,000 power customers still have no lights or air conditioning across Texas, and now more storms are rolling in.
Here in Dallas-Fort Worth, there's no escaping the rain, and some have literally been trapped by floodwaters.
I seen the water was getting high, so I tried to come back. My truck got stuck.
As the water rose up around Marcus Williams,
wasn't nothing I could do.
His was one of 15 high-water rescues Dallas firefighters like Battalion Chief Michael Metter answered Thursday.
Kind of a scary situation when you're stuck out there in it and just helpless.
More rain and potential flooding is in the forecast through the weekend. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And orange juice prices are on the rise, nearly doubling in 2 years, extreme heat and citrus disease taking a toll on the crop. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
A high of 77 later, partly to mostly cloudy and mild. Southwest winds at 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, a 40% chance of a few showers and a low of 57. Mostly cloudy and a 50% chance of scattered showers Saturday, 74, and Sunday, 80, with a mix of sun and clouds. Currently in Richland Center, it is 61 degrees. Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1, June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Missy.
How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's BTUSSEL.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Desi, and I am a sixth grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, we are connectors to help and strength. Our mission recognizes that our voices have great power, and we use it to break the silence when someone is struggling and to connect them to the help they need and deserve.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
We're on location at Huff Nelson Farms. We're talking about the 43rd Richland County Dairy Breakfast. And Annette Lewis is here, coordinator for all of these years. Annette, here we go again, right?
Here we go.
This is a nice location to have it for you. Good close to home, isn't it?
It's a wonderful location, and I'm so grateful that the Nelsons have consented to hosting again. They did 11 years ago. So this is awesome that we can come back here again.
What about shuttle buses and things like that? Maybe you can talk about that.
Yes, we're going to do 3 shuttle buses. The buses are free. They've been paid for by different people, and they will be coming from the Ithaca School at the elementary. There's a drive up, and they can step right on at the elementary door there, get on the bus, and then the bus will bring you down Ben Road right to the farm, so you can step right off the bus in front of Aaron and Holly's house. Parking, far as parking, you can park at the upper parking area at Ithaca's High School, and it's a short walk to where the buses will be loading. You can also park at the church, because the church is not having services that day. And then there's also the parking down at the old elementary, or down at the community gym.
Will there be parking at the farm?
There'll be parking at the farm if the rain quits. Mm-hmm. And we'll let you know for sure on that, depending on what the weather is next week.
Sponsorship is great. That's how you can keep the cost so low, right?
That's right. We have a lot of good sponsors. Far as the buses this year, we have Jones Chevrolet is sponsoring a bus. We have Vance Pump Well Solutions are sponsoring a bus. We St. Joseph is doing half a bus, and WCCU is doing the other half of a bus. And what we do is we send out letters back in May, first part of May, asking for sponsorship, and different people will sponsor different things. Compeer is doing the ice cream this year. Oakwood Fruit Farm always sponsors us applesauce because that's a close product to their heart. We also have many different people who do that the Nelsons do business with, and all the proceeds go right to the breakfast, buying all the dairy products, such as the cheese curds, the sliced cheeses. We get a donation of sliced cheese from Meissner's and Muscadet. Richland Locker slices all the cheese. We do over 12 cheese trays for the day. The cheese curds is over 200 pounds of cheese, Car Valley cheese curds. And then we also have Prairie Farms is donating all the cartons of milk that day, which is 2,000 chocolate and 1,000 white. We are getting gallons of white milk that we use to stir up and make that rich pancake batter from Quick Trip, along with the butter comes from Quick Trip too.
Wow.
So we try to keep purchasing most of the items within the county. All the dairy products are within the county.
Yeah, that's awesome that you get that kind of support. The menu has been fairly similar over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, we haven't changed for a while. It's just easier for me that way. The cottage cheese does come from Westby. The yogurt is from Shriver's here in town. Let's see, the sausage links, we do buy those through Cisco. They're a pre-cooked pork sausage link, so that is a farm product, and it's already pre-cooked, so it's a lot easier to have it prepared and easier to warm up.
In the history of the dairy breakfast, you've had it in the Ithaca area a number of times, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We were up to Adam and Ann Durst. We were just talking about Adam, Louise, and Mick and Carly Hipshes up on that ridge. And it's been very fortunate, especially for me when I'm here and can find a lot of free volunteers in this area. Knowing the football team and feeding
right.
them helps, the track team. And
looks good on a resume, too. A lot of people get their volunteer hours with the Dairy Breakfast.
That's right. The National Honor Society is always looking, those kids are always looking for volunteer hours. And several of them have grown up helping.
I thought about way back, it was at the Shaw Farm, right, in Ithaca, right?
That's right.
It was at Mosier's or the Mellon Farm over
Mellon
here?
Mellon Farm, yep.
Mm-hmm.
We were there.
Just across the, you were at all of them. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, that's right. I was at all of them.
Well, you're just happy to have a farm family stand up and
right.
say they'll do it, right?
And this family, I had a few of the kids in daycare, so they're kind of dear to my heart. And boys are always great in sports, and a couple of them are really good in agro mechanics and things like that. So that's great. I'll let Larry and Sherry tell you a little more about all those wonderful grandkids they got.
All right. We'll slide the microphone over there to Larry next. Annette, we'll come back to you. So collect your thoughts and we'll do a recap a little bit later on. So we talk about the 43rd annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast at Huff Nels Farms. Well, here he is, Larry Nelson. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you on the radio with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about the history. I think you're a good history man here because you've been around this valley a few years. But
I have, and we think the dairy breakfast is good for the community, good for the dairy industry, and we're happy to have it again.
Yeah.
History of the farm. Sherry and I were married in 1975. And I worked at Allen Bradley for 3 years after that, and then started farming in 77, 78. And I can't remember for sure. We bought the farm, I believe, that we're going to have the dairy breakfast on in 89, I believe it was. And we've been farming. We milked in two different barns at that time. We milked 60 cows in one barn and 32 in the other, and it was kind of hectic, but we still were able to make it to ball games and whatnot. Sherry's dad retired when he was 71, 72 years old, and then she milked in one barn, I milked in the other barn, and we each had either Aaron or Andy or Shelley helping one or the other of us. So. So it was kind of hectic. In 2002, we built a freestall barn. And when we did that, we drove the cows from the freestall barn down to the milk barn and milked 32 cows in a shift and back and forth and back and forth. Eventually, I guess it was in 2004, we decided to build a parlor. And we built a parlor, a double five rapid flow parlor, and we got up to 100 and 120 cows, and that that was got to be too slow for us, and we needed more cows, so we expanded to 200 cows and a double 12 herringbone parlor. So, and that was in 2014. We still have that parlor, and milk between 200 and 220 cows. In the meantime, we built an additional freestall barn behind the first one that we can have our young cattle and our dry cows in. And so pretty much everything is under a roof, except for when our heifers are pronounced pregnant 60 days, they come to Sherry and I's place, and they're out on pasture until about a month before they freshen, and they come back to the freestall barn, and it seems to work pretty good.
You ever wonder how you did it when you were shifting cows back and forth?
We do. At that same time, Sherry was working at the hospital, 12-hour shifts at the hospital, so we relied a lot on the kids helping out, which they did, and there was times when I would pick her up at the hospital on the way to a basketball game, and she would change her clothes in the car while we were going to the game. But we did it. It was hectic, but we were young, and we enjoyed it, and we still enjoy it.
Did what you had to do.
That's right.
When you bought the farm, what was the biggest tractor you had, by the way? Do you remember?
I do remember. Sherry's dad, Jr., took me to Simpson's, and there was about five TW10s, which would be a 110 horse tractor. And he said, you get your pick of these five tractors. They were all lease tractors that Bob Simpson had got in. And I picked out one of them, so that was our big tractor, 110 horse.
That was a big tractor in those days.
It was. Yeah.
Did a lot of work with it.
Now, that would be one of our smaller tractors.
Yes, it would. Certainly a lot of history, though, in this valley then.
Oh,
so
yes.
How long does the main farm go back to? Any idea?
Well, last year we received a Century Farm Award where Sherry's great-great-grandparents, am I right?
Great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents purchased the small farm that the Dairy Breakfast is going to be on. Aaron and Holly live there now, and that was in 1922. And Nellie Huffman's, her maiden name was German, and her parents bought that farm for her and Harold to farm on. And so it's grown since then.
Yeah, a lot of history and tradition, right?
Yeah.
That's right. And you got this legacy all around here. You've got young people that stayed on the farm. That's kind of a rarity these days.
It is a rarity, and I tell you what, these boys just love it. I've told lots of people I don't have enough tractors for all the boys to be driving tractors, and they're all good at it. They're all good at it. We used to take us all summer to make hay. And now we can make first crop hay in about 3 days.
Wow. So pretty amazing.
Quite a deal.
Did Sherry want to say anything? Or is she just kind of, okay.
She's a lot better talking.
Well, we feel very, very fortunate to have gotten the Century Farm Award and have six generations of kids farming with us. It was kind of odd the other day that one of the salesmen came in. He was works for Central Star. And he said, I think he had looked at the picture on the program of the Dairy Breakfast promotion thing. And he said, you guys are just really unusual. He said, to be able to have this many kids that are so interested in this farm. He said, that just doesn't happen very often. And he said, what do you contribute that to? I said, I don't know. I said, we all work very well together. I said, the boys that milk with us and farm with us and, the little girls too, they're like our best friends. You know, it's just kind of a unique camaraderie that in the mornings when we're milking, we're milking cows, but we're talking about last night's game. We're talking about, the games that are going to be in the next day. And we just truly, truly enjoy all of these grandkids. So we feel very blessed.
That makes work go faster, doesn't it?
It does make work go faster. You would be amazed at some of the conversations that we have in the mornings. It's pretty interesting.
Sure. Well, I remember your mom and dad, of course, farming these parts, and certainly they leave quite a legacy as well. They were good farmers, outstanding young farmers at one time, weren't they?
They were. My mom and dad were outstanding young farmers. My mom was outstanding farm wife. My grandma, Nellie, was outstanding farm wife. And I was able to receive that award, which is pretty special for all three of us to have gotten that award. So that means a lot. So I don't know. And you know, we were outstanding farmers. Aaron and Holly and Andy and Sarah were outstanding farmers also. So, you know, it does leave a little bit of a legacy. And so we're pretty excited to host the breakfast again so that people can come out and see how we keep everybody interested in this place, I guess.
The fun thing about the dairy breakfast is sometimes it's such a social event. You see people that you only see once a year lots of times, don't
you? That's very true. So, and I remember the last time we had it, we were fortunate that it didn't rain until 1 o'clock, and people just hung around and visited. They were in the calf barn, you know, just hanging out, and it was just a great day.
Good. Anything else either you'd like to add on the program here today?
Well, we're hoping that the kids are, you know, they have worked their butts off, you know, getting ready for this thing. And we were very fortunate in the end of February and March that we had good weather. And the young boys, they power washed a lot of the outside of the buildings at that point. And we look back at that and we think, boy, we were really blessed, because the way that the rain has been here lately, you know, we would have been feeling like we were going to pull our hair out. So, and we were very lucky here to get our first crop hay made, so we're blessed with that also. So we're hoping for a good day and that the rain holds off for the breakfast.
Okay.
I guess if I do say something more, Aaron and Andy are both very good farmers, and I've pretty much taken a back seat and let them to make most of the decisions anymore, and so I think you can talk to both of them.
We'll talk to them about that, but that's sometimes not that easy to do, Larry, is, you know, to kind of sit back and...
Well, I still get my hours in every day.
I know you do. But,
but I like, you know, technology has gotten so strong, and those two are very good with the technology, keeping up to it, and sometimes I have to get in a haybine seat or the tractor seat, and they have to say, okay, you got to do this, and once you get started, it's fine. But technology is ahead of me.
Teaching old dog new tricks once in a while.
That's exactly right.
Well, it's a real credit to both of you and the upbringing that they had, that they're still involved, and the legacy lives on. So thanks again for hosting, you guys.
You're welcome.
Larry and Sherry Nelson joining us. We'll have more coming up on our morning show in just a moment.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Our morning show continues on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the 43rd Richland County Dairy Breakfast, Huff Nelson's Farms hosting this event. And we're on location today, and we have Aaron and Andy joining us now from the Nelson family. Good to have you guys on. So, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about the herd here. And your dad touched on it a little bit, but how many cows do you guys mill?
Right now there's 210 going through the parlor. So
that seems like a lot of work.
It can be.
So how long does it take you to milk them?
It's generally 3 hours a shift, somewhere in there, from start to clean up. So.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember some of the days of the two barns? And
Oh, yeah. I remember when we were in high school and come home from school and before basketball games and stuff like that during the winter, have to go and throw hay down for over to Grandpa's place and get that done so you could get back up to Ithaca for a basketball game or something like that. So, yeah, and then as we progressed along, and I remember I was going to Southwest Tech to school when Grandpa kind of started slowing down a little bit, and that's kind of when he was kind of done milking anyways and still helped on a farm, but yeah.
Was there ever any question of what you were going to do? You always wanted to land up back on the farm?
Pretty much for me, yes. That's what I was looking for all the way through, was just to come back here. So
So and then that's kind of a rarity too anymore, isn't it? So
yeah, somewhat, yeah. But yet a rarity, but yet at this place I don't know if that's a rarity.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, the legacy lives on. Has it been a good year for everything here in terms of crops and everything?
You know, so far, you know, we had really good, it was very nice weather in February, late February and March, and so we kind of got a jump start on cleaning things up a little bit, and you know, and then we got into starting planting, and it was a little wet, and then dried out, and got everything went pretty good for a while, and now we're wet again.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of comes and goes, doesn't it?
Yep.
You need to save some of it for later in the year, right?
Right.
July or August, and see what it is. But certainly, you've got the time to manage it. You know, you've had a chance to watch your kids and support them as well. So it kind of gives you a little time off the farm when you've got a lot of help around here.
Yeah, back a few years ago, when we decided to go to three times a day, that was kind of our switch to be able to get to free us up so we could, you know, a lot of their events and stuff like that are when chore time was, and when it was taking three and a half, four hours in the evenings, well, that was going to limit us to not getting to very many events very fast. So we decided to switch and go to three times a day and hire some more help to cover a couple of those shifts and able to free our time up to make it to some of those events.
I haven't asked, but actually, whose idea was it to host this thing again? Was it a weak moment for somebody? Holly, maybe?
Holly was kind of a pusher for it, but okay. The reason for that was, is, you know, when we hosted the first time, most of the guys were pretty young. You know, Easton was one, two, and he don't remember much of it at all, you know, so this way we're bringing it back, and they're all very able and willing helpers, and so I figured if we did it again, they should be able to do their fair share and help us get ready. So
if we're going to do this, you're going to be power washing and everything else.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's slide it over here to Andy as well. Andy, how do the crops look last year? How did it go here during a dry year in Southwest Wisconsin?
Well, last year was a trying year, but when it did come to harvest,
I think that we were pleasantly surprised with some of our crops, with as dry as we were. We had some bad stuff too, but if you drove through the country, everybody had good and everybody had bad. And as you go on and farm, you have to plan for bad years, and we kind of did, and, you know, we made it through, and, you know, farming again, so.
Driving around the country, and I didn't get into cornfields too deeply last year, but you'd see one side of the road that looked pretty puny and the other side looked great, so there was no rhyme or reason, was there?
There was definitely a time frame of when you planted, whether it was good or bad, you know. I mean, it was probably a week window that if you didn't get it planted for a week later, you know, you were in trouble. We planted corn last year after first crop on some sandier soil, and when we mowed hay next to it for second crop, it hadn't come out of the ground yet, and when I dug the kernels, I dug the field, the kernels hadn't sprouted a bit.
Wow.
A full month later.
And they were still fine, and they were still there.
Wow. We planted them the day before.
Wow.
Yep. That is in sandy soil, but it never rained from first crop to second crop last year. It never rained.
Didn't have to worry about the seeds rotting or anything, did you? It wasn't too wet.
No.
How many acres do you farm then?
So we're farming in the neighborhood of 1,700 acres, I think. So we'll plant, I think we planted around 750 acres of corn, 450 acres of beans, and we got a little bit of wheat that we don't do a lot with, but we do use straw yet for our calves, so that's why we plant our wheat. And then the rest of it is all either dairy quality alfalfa or grass heifer hay that we have to make. So somewhere in that area, give or take a few.
Oh, that's a lot to keep track of. I understand that you brothers put a planter together in the off season. How big is that?
We did. So we bought an old 16-row corn planter from Hillsboro Equipment, and it's a John Deere planter, and John Deere has a upgrade system that you can buy everything but the frame. And we built a planter this spring, and it amazingly we put it together, all Aaron and I and a good share of the boys, and it planted all the crops, so it did its job.
Were you surprised when it worked or not? So.
You know what? As you looked at all the hoses and all the wiring and all that stuff, it was a little bit mind-boggling that when you put it in the ground and everything lit up like it was supposed to and did the job. So,
huh. But. Did you guys put models together when you were kids? You know, this is like a big version of that.
It was a big version. It was a big version. But it was quite an undertaking, but it was a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, there was a lot of pride in putting it together and watching it work. And you know, the corn is up now, and it looks real nice. So we're happy.
Ever any doubt when you were in high school that you were going to wind up back in the farm, or was that the farthest thing from your mind?
When I got out of high school, I actually went and worked construction for 10 years.
Okay.
And I worked construction, but I still came home and farmed in the evenings, weekends, and it got to the point where my lovely wife said, you have to make a decision. Either you're going to do one or the other, because it's not working to do both. And so I made the decision to, you know, I talked it over with Aaron and my parents, and, you know, decided that it was time to come back, and here we are.
Yeah. And the legacy lives on. You both have offspring that may wind up back here, right?
We do. I think Aaron and I both would say that we can be very proud of our families and our kids. All of our kids are they're very involved. They're got great work ethics, and, you know, for both of us to have wives that have jobs off the farm, you know, they go through a lot, you know, and we put them through a lot that, you know, they have to continue to make the household go and get to all those things when we're awfully busy here a lot of times.
Yeah, it's a real lesson in time management, isn't it?
It sure is.
Anything that you'd like to add, Aaron? Any stories or anything? You know, again, the dairy breakfast a few years ago, you didn't learn your lesson, so you...
Yeah, not really at this time, I guess, but
We covered most of it.
Gonna have a lot of friends and neighbors here on.
I hope so.
Yeah, on the 9th. Yeah. So, good deal. We appreciate you both joining us here on the air, and good luck. We'll see you. Probably won't get a chance to talk to you too much that day because you're going to be busy. Is it business as usual then? You're going to be milking and everything during the time when folks are here?
Should be cleaned up and ready to go.
Okay.
I mean, they might catch a little bit of the last bit, but after that, it'll be pretty much as downtime. So.
Sure. They come too early, you might put them to work, right? Sounds good. Anything else, Andy?
I guess I would like to say one more thing. I would like to thank Annette for all the time that she has put in to these dairy breakfasts. And it's not an easy task, but, you know, I hope that people continue to come out and support her and what she does, and, you know, and thank the radio station and thank all these sponsors that have stepped up and sponsored this breakfast at our farm, because, you know, all the businesses that we do business with have really stepped up, and that was really nice to see that, you know.
They're willing to help out. Yes. Absolutely. Good deal. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Aaron and Andy joining us here on WRCO Radio. We'll have more in a moment.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1. June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold 620 and down, beef crossbred calves up to 70 by the pound, and the heifers and out calves 160 to 310. Dairy slaughter cows sold from 102 to 129, beef cows 130 to 140, with a few thin, questionable health cows lower. Holstein feeder heifers 125 to 154, some 900 to 1150-pound Holstein steers 148 to 166. We had a black summer freshening beef cow at 2250, and the replacement beef bull sold from 2200 to 3100. If you have cattle to sell, looking to purchase, give us a call at 627-1401. Darren, Colton, or Jim will come out to your farm, give you a quote on your cattle, and what they could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your locally owned, managed market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
We're on location at Huff Nelson Farms. We're talking about the upcoming dairy breakfast, and we have some of the youngest and brightest here today to join us for the morning show. So Wes Nelson joins us. He's brave enough to go first. So how's it been going for you this school year?
It's good. I get to have some shop classes with your son off to school. And
are you learning anything?
Oh, we learned some stuff, but there's a lot of messing around that goes on.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Oh, yeah.
So you're working on some old-timer tractors there from time to time, aren't you?
Yeah, we're working on some old Alice Chalmers and trying to restore them and get them running up to school. And
is there anything around this farm that they would pull?
Not much anymore.
No.
A few rakes or tedders.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That might be it. So you're involved in FFA?
Yep.
How's that going?
That's been good. We're part of the CDE agronomy program through the FFA, and we made it to the state competition this year and placed, I don't remember if it was like 10th or something.
What does that involve? Like, what do you have to do when you're involved in that?
It's just a competition with a bunch of schools throughout the state of Wisconsin where you get to judge like soils and crops, and you even get into some with like equipment, part of agronomy, and it's cool to learn about that stuff. And being that I'm around it all the time at the farm, it's cool to know about that stuff and get to compete against other kids in their area about it.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any work to school things right now, or
not quite this year? But next year, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing the school to work program and coming to back here to work at the farm after schools.
Good deal. Do you remember much about the last dairy breakfast that was hosted here at the farm?
No, I was 5 or 6, so that was a while ago. But I do remember some little snippets of things. But I'm glad that we're doing it again so I can be a part of it and see it all in action again.
Get to be here with all your brothers and cousins, and you know, it's got to be kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it. So
good deal. Why don't you slide the microphone over there? We'll let you talk to Brock next. So, Brock, do you remember the dairy breakfast? You're probably a little young when that happened the first time, weren't you?
Yeah, I do remember it, a little bit of it, mainly just eating the ice cream.
Ah, there you go.
Not much else.
There's always good ice cream at the dairy breakfast. What year are you in school?
I just graduated tech school.
So are you going to be working on the farm then?
Yeah, I'm going to work at the farm part-time for now and then work at Simpson's Tractor, too.
We talked about this planter. Were you involved in a lot of the planting this year then?
Yeah, me and Andy probably split the planting pretty half and half this year and after we put it together this winter.
Wow. So when you got it together, were you a little bit nervous that, hey, this thing going to work like it's supposed to?
Yeah. When it come in 32 boxes and it comes out as a planter, you're always going to be a little nervous if it actually plants.
Yeah, I bet. Were there enough instructions? Because, you know, I put together something that June buys, like some little piece of furniture, and it looks like it's on a Kleenex, you know, trying to figure it out. What were the instructions like?
Yeah, I had the 500-page book on to walk us through it pretty much. And we had a Hillsboro Tech come out and walk us through some of it too. So
yeah. Good experience for you, though.
Yeah.
Right. As far as the dairy breakfast is concerned, you're telling all your friends and neighbors to show up here. What job will you have that day then?
I'm not sure.
Just stand
talking.
Stand and look pretty.
Walking and talking.
What would it be like if you had another job? Like, could you imagine yourself doing something else other than ag related?
I don't know what I would do other than ag related.
Doing what you love, right?
Yeah, this is what I want to do. I don't really want to do anything else. So. Yeah.
Awesome to hear. How about Spencer? How about him next? We'll slide the microphone over here. We got a table full of Nelsons, in fact. So how are you?
Good.
Good to see you. What group or what age are you in school then?
I'm a seventh grader.
Okay. You're involved in FFA?
Yep, the middle school FFA.
Okay. Did you have any projects this year that you'd like to talk about?
We don't really get involved into it as much as the high school does. But
do you have competitions, though, or are you?
We have a couple, workshops, I would say, where we go to a different school and we kind of just shadow some people.
You're involved in sports?
Yep.
Okay. The farming makes you strong, right? There's such a thing as farm strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So looking forward to being involved in a lot of things in school, just like your brother and cousins and things like that.
Yep.
So, do you have a job that day at the dairy breakfast?
I don't know. Probably whatever Grandma has us doing.
Oh, all right. Grandma's going to crack the whip on you. So you guys have been pre-planning and doing some things. Have you been doing a few things, kind of primping up the place a little bit?
Yeah. We've been cleaning up. getting ready for it.
Good deal. Would you like to be winding up back on the farm someday?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What's your favorite part of it? Is it the milking part or the planting? And
probably just having everybody to be around and being all working all together.
Camaraderie.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, good to have you on here. Good luck at the dairy breakfast. Yep, that's Spencer. And then here is Easton. And I know this guy. I used to coach him back in the day. So so I remember when he used to play farms. You used to have your toy tractors and all that stuff. Do you have all that stuff yet or not?
Yeah, I do. I don't really play with it anymore.
Don't you?
Yeah, oh, it's man. All in the closet.
I'll try to buy it from you then, maybe. No.
Okay.
It's more fun to play with the big stuff, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
So you obviously don't remember the dairy breakfast for the first time.
No, I was three.
Three years old.
I don't really remember anything.
Just in memory. Yeah. So you're looking forward to seeing your classmates show up here, perhaps, and whatnot? Sure. What grade are you going to be in the fall?
I'll be in eighth grade.
My goodness, that I can't hardly believe that. So, time goes by. So, are you looking at maybe being an agriculture someday, Easton?
Yeah, I'm going to come back to the farm.
Great. What's your favorite part of it?
I don't know, milking cows and then making hay.
You like it all then?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that sounds awesome. Any funny stories that you have from getting ready for the dairy breakfast or wrestling around and getting in trouble or anything like that?
Well, think on that one.
We'll ask you later.
All right.
Sounds good. We'll bring it over to the other side and Darren, right? Or Raj,
yep.
Right? Yeah, whatever you answer to it all. We had you on not too long ago with FFA and whatnot. The FFA chapter in Ithaca is pretty involved, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Stay pretty busy.
Yep.
So were you in any competition this year with that?
Yeah, I was in the agronomy competition.
Okay. So what does that involve? What do you have to do for that?
So it's where, like, you get, there's seeds and stuff. Like, you got to tell what seed that is, and, like, you got to tell what kind of weed or plant it is. And you get in some competitions where they have machinery. You got to tell, like, what kind of machinery that is and that kind of stuff.
Sure. A good life skill to have.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah, most definitely. So you're next year you're going to be a senior then?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior this year, that's right. Okay, so where are you going in the fall?
I'm going to go to Southwest Tech for the Ag Power.
What does that involve, or what are you looking forward to with that?
I'm looking forward to be, it's kind of a hands-on thing down there in Southwest Tech. So I'm looking forward to being able to work on machinery like that, stuff like that.
Sure. You took a lot of classes with ag-related and with my son as well. So did you enjoy those?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you learn anything?
Oh, a little.
Okay. I think you guys could probably teach the class is what I think. So that's awesome. So you someday want to wind up back on the farm then as well?
I'm kind of thinking that way, or am I going to go work at like a dealership and work on tractors?
Which is quite a knack to have. This day and age, you got to have a pretty well-rounded, you have to have pretty good computer skills this day and age, too, to work on things, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Anything in particular you're looking forward to the most for the dairy breakfast?
Not necessarily. Just seeing everyone around.
So you'll have graduation party, then you'll have dairy breakfast. Or you should combine them, right? You should do have 3,000 of your closest friends come to it, then, right? Right.
Yep.
Well, it's nice to have all you guys here at the table with us, sir. Somebody go get a deck of cards.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Order your books here, and I give you a discount. That's the way it works at Old Cooch Books and Libations, and I have free shipping to any place in the United States. Old Cooch Books, the full-service bookstore, downtown Richland Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Wrapping up our conversation here on WRCO from Huff Nelson's Farms, we're talking again with Annette Lewis, who started it out. She's the closing act. You're the encore now here today.
Okay, sounds great. Again, it's the 43rd annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast on the farm at Huff Nelson Farms. And again, parking's going to be at Ithaca Schools and the Willow Valley Church parking lot, and the buses will continually be picking people up and bringing them to the farm, unloading and going back. And you can get back on the same place you get off at in front of Aaron and Holly's house. The time is June 9th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's $5 for all ages. That was something that we changed over the years. We found it was easier to make change for one thing. Another thing, it was just a lot easier. We got enough sponsorship to pay for all the product and everything. So we felt $5 was a great way to get all the families out onto the farm again to see things. And the Huff Nelson Farm has a lot of different animals. They got pigs, they got chickens, and of course all the beautiful dairy cattle are here. So feel free to walk around, see whatever you want to see that day. And if there's any questions at all about the breakfast, we do have a Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page. If you need to ask questions, you can post it there and we'll get back to you. Otherwise, you can call me. My number is 608-475-7312. And the other thing is, we're always looking for volunteers to help with serving of the breakfast. It takes a lot of people to serve 3,000 plus people, and that's what I'm planning on, at least 3,000 plus people that day.
Yeah, and it's incredible that they come out rain or shine, and we're hoping good weather. It was not bad last year, right? I think it rained later in the day at Armbruster.
Yes, they were able to get everything pretty well done except for cleanup, and we realized that today when we were cleaning the trailers out, and there's a lot of gravel dust on the bins, and that's what happened was it was raining just as they were cleaning up, so we lucked out that day too.
Oh, well, it's going to be an awesome time as always. Again, ride the shuttle buses. It's a short trip. I hope I don't get kicked off the bus on the way because it's not very far from the school.
Not too far, Phil, no. And Marty will be there greeting people and helping you off and on the bus. So, Phil, please don't start up anything with Marty
there. We'll try not to. We'll try to be on our best behavior. Oh, man, the 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th. 'Tis the season for lots of big events here. I know other counties have them. But Richland County, you feel this breakfast is pretty special here, isn't it?
It's very special, at least true to my heart.
Absolutely. Well, you do a great job, Annette. We'll talk to you for the 44th then next year, right?
Well, if we find a farm, yes.
Okay. Putting that feeler out right now. Thanks to everybody here at Huff Nelson's Farms on WRCO Radio. The morning show continues coming up on Monday.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic is back in the studio. Mark, we want to talk today. In fact, we recently were talking about some benefits for veterans on the morning show. I think you'd like to kind of expand on that a little bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you had Karen and Hugo in here from the Richland County Veterans Service Office, and they did a really nice job talking about different benefits for veterans, but that also comes into play when a veteran dies, is what benefits are people actually eligible for? Some people don't believe they get any benefits, and we'll have other people that will come in and say, you know, my loved one was in the military, everything is covered. And that's almost never true, that everything is covered. If you were honorably discharged from the military, you are eligible for a benefit of some kind. Now, anyone that is honorably discharged is eligible to receive a flag, to get a marker at a cemetery, and to have the military salute, which would be the playing of the taps, the presentation of the flag, the firing of the rifles. So you're eligible to have that. You don't have to have all of those items, but you can. Some people just want the flag because maybe their thought is their loved one never went overseas, or they never saw combat, or they were in the military, but you know, it left a bad taste in their mouth, or something happened that they don't want to necessarily have the whole thing. And you don't have to. You can have the flag. You can have a presentation. Some people really like the rifles, and other people don't like the rifles. It's really up to you what you want to have for your loved one. So everyone is eligible to have that if you want to have it. You can have a marker at the cemetery. There's some different options, and a lot of the local veteran service officers are great about helping you fill out that that paperwork to send in to get your marker back from the VA. And it's a really quick turnaround once you file that application. Financially, less veterans are eligible than are not. So there's less veterans that are eligible for the financial compensation. A lot of it depends on what your DD-214 has on it. Were you disabled when you were in the military? Were you disabled from military service afterwards? All right, what percentage were you? Did you die in a VA facility? If you die in a VA facility, you're automatically eligible for some financial compensation. Usually it's either $300 or $600, but you have to die in a VA facility to get financial compensation. Otherwise, if you were wounded while in the military, you're eligible for some compensation. And the funeral homes work with the local veteran service officer to get you your funeral bill to see what the veterans might pay on that. Certain things they pay for, certain things they don't pay for. One thing we run into with a veteran of any kind is, do they know where their DD-214 is at, which is the biggest piece of paper that a veteran can have to figure things out. Most veterans know where this is at. The military must do a great job when these young individuals, usually in their early 20s, get out, because when they're 80 years old, they still know where this piece of paper is at. They may not know where anything else is at, but they still know where their DD-214 is at. If you're in the military or your loved one's in the military, maybe ask them where their DD-214 is at. The reason is you may be eligible for some of these benefits, even the flag, the bronze marker, if you have the DD-214. A lot of times the local veteran service officer will have a copy of it if you've had some business with them. They've filed it, they have it with their, they keep it in their office. It also is in the office, the county that you entered, and when you left the military, where was your residence at? They should have a copy of your DD-214. But it's always a good thing to let your loved ones know where that paperwork is at, or be sure your local veteran service officer has it. Or if you know which funeral home you're going to use, drop a copy of that off with the funeral home, so at the time, you are eligible for the benefits. Because occasionally we have to tell families of veterans that your loved one may be eligible, but because we cannot prove it, because we don't have a copy of the discharge paperwork, and the local veterans don't have it, that at the time of your service, we can't give you the flag and the taps and the gun salute, even if you are eligible. We might be able to get that later, but we have to write the National Archives to ask for a copy of it. And that takes weeks, if not months, to get that. So if you are a veteran, it's important to know where that paperwork's at. Be sure someone in your family knows where it's at, and to see what any of those things you might want.
When you look at it, then you shouldn't assume that you're going to be, you know, fully paid for if you're a veteran. You know, you think your funeral is fully paid for. Probably need to check that out when you're doing your funeral planning.
You really do. It's one of those things that you want to talk to. You can talk to the funeral home, but a lot of times you're going to have to talk to your local veteran service officer to see if you potentially might be eligible. Now, your eligibility may change with time, but at least have that conversation. Is there something in your paperwork that may make you eligible for financial compensation? They can help you to know if you may be eligible at the time of death. It may change, but at least you have a general idea if it might happen.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. for answers to the questions you have. Call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hillsboro Equipment sells